At 7:02, I call this meeting to order. At this time of the year, we like to know who is going to be in January so that we know how to plan for that, to see if we have quorum. So today's question is something like, are you going to be here for J-term? / what's your plan for J-term? Admin, do you have your table?
Senator Whitcomb.
I will be here working at campus safety, so don't party too hard.
Senator Aspen.
I won't be here. Definitely. I'm going back home.
Senator Abby Anderson.
I'm going to Australia.
Senator Fonda. Senator John Ingram.
I will not be here. I'm doing nothing to reach and check off my seats.
Senator Kalyan. Senator Schuchel.
I'll be here last week to Jay's area, running trash and driving the north.
Senator Gersa.
I also will be here. I'll appoint a member to.
Senator
I won't be here. I'll be doing the J in Australia.
Senator Hajani.
I'll be here taking the J in Australia.
Senator Guam. Senator Concepcion. Senator Peterson. Senator Pham. Senator Young.
I'll be here continuing experience in Passover.
Senator Lane.
I'll be here continuing California.
Senator Steinman.
I'll be here working in my family's real shelter.
Senator Salem. Technology director again.
I'll be back home in Poland.
I will be in Sweden interning at Volvo.
Albert Wilson O'Neill.
I'm going to try to be in South Korea.
Voluntary at home. Chair Tran Yuen. Chair Han Yuen. Chair Neal, Chair Harda.
I'm going to be working at home and I'm going to be working in Florida.
Chair Anderson.
I will be here for the first 3 weeks, still in Virgin, and I'm going to go with the exemption in California.
Controller Osha.
I'm going to be very good in class.
Co President Benson.
I will not be here, but I will be driving down for Monday meeting.
Co-President Megabriano?
I will be awaking. Advisor Van Heggie?
Well, I'm fine with you being here, but the more I think about it, I think I'll go to Australia
with cool kids. Admin Zekataya?
Jonas could join me. I am Marcia Nicaragua. I will not be here.
Alright, with that, quorum is full. And let's move to the next item on the agenda. The approval of the minutes from last Monday. Do we have any objections from the minutes from last Monday, November the 27th? Objections? 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 Seeing none, the minutes are approved. We have community comment. Do we have anyone for community comment? Community comment? Community comment? No community comment. Next item on the agenda is committee updates, health and housing. You have any questions for health and housing chair? From Trashad?
Are they going to be installed in the bathrooms of all
William, and Troy.
Oh yeah.
Any more questions for the Health and Housing Chair? Questions? We're back in committee updates. Any other chair who wishes to update for their committee? Senator Whitlam.
Not a chair, but a note of Chair Murray not being here. He sent me information that on December 7th, the Rosita Leadership Council will be having a potluck in the dive from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Senate to send out the Rosita Leadership Council. So we're all invited to go. So if you'd like to go, go ahead. I don't have any information here about like who should bring what or anything. I'll see if I can find that and then forward it to the Senate alias. But otherwise, if you don't hear from me, please bring something.
Any questions for the Diversity Committee?
Diversity Committee?
Yes. More questions for the Diversity Committee? Seeing none, back in committee updates. Do you have any more committee updates? Committee updates. Seeing none, we move next to appointments. Ethics Chair, you have the floor.
Yeah, so we need one more senator on the Ethics Committee, and
Senator Vierta, would you like to speak on why you'd like to be on the committee?
Now, and I
feel like that would be a great addition, and I would do my best in being an active member of
that committee. Thank you. Do we have any questions
for the nominee? Senator Wicken? Is the world black and white? There are many different shades. Yeah. I'm looking at the album, like, I think there's like, yes and hard no, especially looking at like constitutional language, or do you think
that's how we think it would be able to have case by case basis, but it would have to depend on the
And then do you have prior experience with technical writing or ethics work? And then is there anything that you've seen in our constitution bylaws that you have that is
I feel like through my academics with like a political science major, I feel like I was able to handle like the technical writing and dealing with ethics and other issues. And as for interest in a specific area of our constitution, like our amendment, to my mind, like the ADA leader for Apple has my answer your question.
Any more questions for the nominee? Questions? Before we move into discussion, we ask the nominee to maybe step up. Thank you. Now I'm going to open the floor to discussion of the nomination. Do we have any discussion on this nomination? At hand. Discussion. Speak as go.
I think we should have worked on the first. He's the only one who wants to be in that. He himself reached out to RJ. Nobody else reached out. It seems like he's entrusted to it in this committee. That's what I meant. With that, I agree.
Any more discussion? Nomination. Senator Whitlam.
I'm a political science major myself, and you definitely can't make it to senior year without having to know a lot about ethical issues and ethical writing, so I think he has a good background to assist on ethics committee.
Any more discussion? Seeing none, we move to a vote. Those who approve the nominee say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. Abstentions? The nominee is approved. Congratulations. Next item, Ethics Chair, do you have anything else? Alright, next item on the agenda is old business. Do we have anything for old business? Old business. Nothing for business. Next we have new business. Do we have anything for new business? New business. Seeing nothing. I guess we move to announcements. Do we have any announcements for tonight? Co-President Svensson.
Happy birthday to Senator Veersba. Once again, for the upcoming time, thank you from the women's rugby team for helping us get to national. We finished fourth, so we are number 4 out of 98 teams across the United States, and that's pretty cool. So thank you again for your support. Besides that, please stay healthy leading up to finals. Make sure you're getting a lot of sleep. Make sure that you are taking care of yourself, your health. Take some time to yourself. Don't just completely bury your nose in books the entire time. Remember to eat healthy. Remember to get lots of sleep. I wish you all luck as you hopefully begin studying or at least thinking about studying for your finals. I yield.
Ethics Chair O'Neill. President Galliano. As you saw, we did the attendance asking who is going to be here in January. We are going to reach out to the senators who are here and see if we have enough senators for January. Looks like we have about 5 cabinet members won't be here. But we are going to work around all that and see what's possible. Besides that, great job to the rugby team. We are very, very proud of you. We have one more meeting next Monday, so we are not done yet. And I yield. Next, we have Admin Director Taven.
So you all know that building bridges are topic is mental health. So again, self-care is important, and finals are crappy, and we all get that. Take care of yourself. I also have these wonderful little door decorations that are beautiful, and they're just a reminder of what our topic is. But they can also be a reminder for you to take a moment to breathe and spend like 10 minutes doing something that makes you happy other than studying. Because that's okay, 10 minutes isn't going to do anything. So I'm going to pass them around, and I would love if you take one if you want and hang them on your door. But if you don't want to, that's really cool. But they are beautiful, and we did design them. So just know you might hurt my feelings a little if you don't take one. There you go.
Do we have any more announcements? Announcements. On the record time of 15 minutes, I call this meeting to end.